When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
IntraQuest, created by Michael Freiberg, a production of iHeartRadio and Astra Media. Listen with headphones for 3D audio.
Lobo, in here! The first side room along the professor's corridor.
Eva, how are we going to get past the cameras and infrared sensors in this half of the corridor? The only things in this side room are wheelchairs and gurneys.
Exactly! Get a hold of a gurney.
Sure. Are those fire extinguishers?
Yes. The gurney?
Bringing it over now.
Get on and lay down.
Eva, whatever you have planned, I don't know...
Hold these. One extinguisher under each arm. You'll need them for the cameras.
I won't be able to see with the sheet over me.
The cameras won't see you either. It'll look like everything's normal, and I'm just dropping off a patient at the recovery room, located at the first section's midpoint. That'll get us to right before the start of the infrared heat sensors, stopping directly beneath the security cameras. When you feel the gurney stop moving...
That's my cue.
You'll spring into action out from under the sheets, using the fire extinguishers to foam up the camera's lenses. Then, in one swift motion, you'll also have to cover us head to toe in foam so we can pass through the heat sensors undetected. From there, we'll slip into my mechanics room at the end of the first half of the corridor, just before the fire doors. Think you can handle it?
Yes to being pushed in the gurney. The rest? I'll have to improvise.
You got this!
Stop, Umbra, in me. The answer is in you.
Ether, you should be proud of your impending sacrifice. You'll die a martyr for the cause. Your death will not be in vain.
You are responsible for patient suffering from Umbra.
Enough! We must carry on with the intracranial procedure. I need complete focus as I steady the saw. If you have any final words, now is the time.
Your work is the work of Umbra. People like you lock others in prisons, break their wills, crush their spirits, poison their minds, make them suffer.
Ether.
You can't cure Umbra. We give rise to Umbra.
We? Give rise to Umbra? We give rise to Umbra!
Jerry, keep going to water!
doctor! In tall grass, green-scaled snake, land spawn of ocean sea serpent, from open mouth leap liquidy clear venom. Gently meet strike first. Rubbery beast, jelly crouch and drink snake blood. Fresh jelly. Ocean close now. Water ahead.
Attention, patients. This recording serves as a reminder that heat lamp rejuvenation therapy is set to begin in the rehabilitation atrium garden. Find a comfortable place to soak in the heat and let the warm rays of light melt your troubles away.
Me keep going. Me reach ocean. Must return to water. Must defeat sea serpent. Must not dry out.
Yippee! We did it! We made it to the mechanics room!
Finish brushing off the foam. Okay, now to take care of the drone unit on the other side of the fire doors in the second half of the corridor.
What are you working on?
An EMP grenade. EMP stands for...
Electromagnetic Pulse. It'll emit a burst of electromagnetic energy to fry the drone circuits.
I see you share my rarefied passion for technology. The blast radius is small, but it'll get the job done. Down this way. This door over here opens directly into the second half of the corridor. All we have to do is toss the EMP grenade into the hall and wait for it to go off. Once it deactivates the drone, I'll head to the control room to disable the alarm system. And with it, the hallway's restricted access.
Great. Mind if I do the honors?
You want to toss the grenade? Have at it. Wait for it. Now! Come on, the control room.
In here?
No, that's the holding room where we keep Fritz. Over here.
Restricted access deactivated.
There. Now back to the corridor. We now have free reign of the Institute.
That was quick. The last thing left, I guess, is for you to scan us into the professor's operating room so we can save Ether.
Hold on. There's a medical supply closet out here. Give me a sec. Here, take this.
A scalpel? What do I do with this?
Thumbprint verified. Access granted.
Once we're inside the operating room, follow my lead.
Jelly wrong. Beast guarding water, not just sea serpent. Beast many-headed eye trap. Ocean only keep now. Hydra venom no hurt jelly. Make jelly strong. Jelly must be immune after drink blood of baby land snake. Battle not over. Fight go on. Must return to water. Must defeat sea serpent. Must not dry out. Jelly stand on tentacles. Lead charge to water. Jelly, take back ocean for Jelly Friends!
Ready, Logo?
Ready, Eva.
Help! Father, help! This crazy maniac's taking me hostage!
That's right. I am crazy. Have a bad case of the Umbra. Real bad. I'll cut her with a scalpel unless you let Ether go.
Go ahead. Do with her what you will. She's not terribly important to me.
I'll do it, all right. I swear.
Loco, drop the charade.
Oh.
logo?
Ether! I know! The Saw's power cord!
No.
Yes! I did it! I saved Ether! Fool! Don't you understand? It doesn't matter anymore. You're too late.
Huh?
The truth was in front of me the entire time. Umbra can't be localized to an individual neuron. Umbra exists in every cell of our being. In time, she will awaken in all of us. Our corruption is inevitable. There's no stopping it. It's part of us. We're both host and parasite. We give rise to Umbra. The only cure to the human condition is death. The Saw wasn't for Ether anymore. It was for me. Fortunately, I still have a way out. A preview of the Institute's perfected treatment. One pill, effective immediately, to permanently eliminate all consciousness from the mind.
Father! Oh! How could you?
Eva! 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 I've done it! I found the cure! And I will save you all with me!
Institute self-destruct system activated. T-minus 15 minutes until meltdown.
Eva, I'm so sorry for your loss.
No, I lost him long ago. There's still time to save ourselves.
What do we do?
We have to get back to the engine room and shut down the reactor core before the meltdown causes the Institute to explode. We have 15 minutes. The explosion can't be outrun. And the self-destruct mechanism will cause a lockdown of all entries and exits in the professor's corridor, starting here in the operating room and branching outwards to the engine room. We need to reach it before it seals shut. Ether, come with us.
I'm happy we reached you in time.
Me too, Logo. And Sirius?
Sirius must still be in the rehabilitation atrium garden.
The operating room has a back door that leads to the atrium. Follow me. It's already locked. Let's see. What can I use to open it?
Maybe these matches?
You hold on to those. Fire axe. Oxygen tank. That'll work.
What's she doing?
Put simply. Kicking butt.
That's one way to open the door.
Come
on! Sirius! What are you doing in the atrium spout? And why is the serpent spout broken?
Me no Sirius. Me jellyfish. Sirius. Sirius awake from dream world.
Happy to have you back, Sirius.
Oh. T-minus 12 minutes until meltdown.
Hurry! The whole place is going to explode. We have to return to the professor's corridor and make it to the engine room before we're locked out.
Serious friends come too!
Of course. Come on, everyone! This way to the corridor!
Serious have crazy story to tell.
Careful! This part of the corridor is flooding from the sprinklers.
Keep going. Head through the fire doors and on towards the engine room.
Hold up! The high security holding area must have unlocked when the emergency fire sprinklers activate.
Logo!
It's Chris!
Fritz is finally free. Time to play.
You go! Sirius, stay behind with Fritz. Fight Fritz.
He's a madman. He'll overpower you.
Sirius trained in ways of jellyfish. Be okay. Trust.
Sirius, here. Take my cattle prod taser, just in case.
Eva, Ether, come on. Through the fire door. Time's running out.
Oh, no. The turbine.
What about it?
The engine room reactor drives the turbine. The excess energy being released due to the meltdown is causing the turbine to spin too fast and overheat. If the connection's not severed, the whole Institute is liable to collapse before time even runs out.
I'll handle this. Tell me how to reach the turbine.
It's next door to the waiting room prison. But the only way to get inside is from an entrance outside the facility. There isn't enough time.
There has to be another access point. floorboards, ceiling panels.
What about air vents?
That could work. The air vents run connected throughout the building.
Air vents. Got it.
But Ether, even if you reach the turbine, it's too big to dismantle alone. You'd need the help of a small army to shut it down.
I know just the people for the job. You two, carry on to the engine room. Leave the turbine to me.
T-minus 10 minutes until meltdown.
Now go, before it's too late!
One where heads roll and bodies tumble. Fun for Fritz, for you means trouble. Get off the floor. Let's brush you water. Get Fritz back. He'll brush you hard. Fritz smashed a wall. Now keep still. Stop that crawl. Fritz doesn't like the way you play. You ruined the game trying to get away. Fritz's legs, you go and slide. Run for now, but you can't hide. All the way you play makes Fritz all dizzy. Play fair or spoil the fun you're fishing. What's that? More people to join and play? There's room for all on this dark day.
Must use taser. Must reach dry ground. Must defeat Fritz.
Where are you going? Come out here. Get off! Don't you dare! Your friends keep handling Fritz so he can't move! No fair! Don't they know it's against the rules? Into the water they drag Fritz, but he can't swim, those fools!
You okay?
Fine. We made it to the engine room.
It's time to get to work.
What's that device?
A random number generator. I'm syncing it to the reactor mainframe. When the emergency meltdown initiated, it froze access to the Institute's network so no one can overturn the countdown. The only way to bypass it and gain access to the core's operating system is with a 3-digit encrypted passcode. Only my father knew the combination.
So you're using the random number generator to cycle through possible combinations until it arrives at the correct one to break into the system.
Exactly. Once I regain access, I can manually override the system to shut down the core.
Brilliant. How fast is the device's processing time?
1.25 seconds per combo.
But for a 3-digit combination, that's 1,000 possible permutations, meaning the expected runtime is just over 10 minutes. The meltdown will have already...
I know. Let's hope that destiny's on our side today. The device is up and running.
Eva, there's too much strain on the system!
No. Situated in the ends of the reactor are two valves. We can loosen them to release excess steam and relieve some of the built-up pressure.
Thank you.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You're probably careful with your personal information, but what about the other places that have it? Like the doctor's office that mixed up your files. They have your social security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. And the hotel that lost your reservation has your passport info. Your information is in endless places out of your control. Any one of them could accidentally expose you to hackers and identity theft through lax security, breaches, or simple mistakes. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to a wide range of threats. If your identity is stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Mistakes happen. Don't let not having protection be one of them. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 40%. Terms apply.
Good. They haven't left their cells yet. Fellow prisoners, I've returned to ask for your help. A meltdown is imminent that will cause the Institute to explode and kill us all. Next door, there's a room with a mechanical turbine that needs to be dismantled or else the Institute will collapse and we'll all die in the ruins before the meltdown can be averted. I can lead the way through the air vents, but I can't stop it myself. Together, we can triumph, and we'll do it as free people, masters of our own fate. Who's with me? None of you will come forward? 0 hour. Time to step beyond these cell walls. The locks have been broken, and the doors swing open. Don't resign yourselves to death.
I, Barret, will speak on our behalf. Aether, any hope of the outside world is fantasy. We talk of freedom. We're finally free to die at last. You speak like the turbine's our problem. To us, it's our solution. The countdown speaks loud and clear. So let us go in peace. That's better than wasting our last moments in agony over some false hope. Accept your reality. This is the end. There was never any chance of escape.
I just wish I could make you see. Professor Adder is no more. But you're still his prisoners. I'll go it alone, then. I suffer from Umbra. But I haven't given up hope.
Fell.
Now you've finally enraged Fritz. Prepare for an all-out offensive blitz. Think you're safe on that dry ground? Ha! You're only playing around. Your tricks and cheats are done, you joker. Fritz is finished.
Until meltdown.
You okay?
The fumes. Hard to breathe.
Here, oxygen tank. Strap it on.
Stay. I'll check the room's level. That one's worse than I thought. The corner's leaking chemicals into the air. The room's contaminated.
What can we do?
We need to manually turn on the filtration system and flush out the toxins before it reaches a lethal level. The filtration system's in the crawl space beneath the room.
The reactor's containment structure is starting to crack. If the outer shell ruptures, the energy reaction inside the core will sustain itself.
Ugh, that's bad.
Very bad.
It wasn't designed to handle this level of particle collision. If I loosen some of the containment structure screws, I can expand the area inside the core to increase the particles being free path, decreasing the frequency of collisions. That should provide some slack to the system to slow down the reactions.
Are you crazy? Oh, you want to loosen the screws? Too risky. Violates all safety protocol. You'll make the reactor even more susceptible to collapse.
There's no other way. We have to take the gamble.
I hope you're right.
Power drill! I know the reactor's laid out well, and the areas that can be loosened for slack. I'll work on the unscrewing. Can you go down into the crawl space and turn on the filtration system?
Me?
Unless you think you've found the steady of your hand with the drill.
No, I'm just confirming.
Don't worry. Here.
What's this?
Walkie-talkie. While I'm up here working, I'll be guiding you along each step of the way.
Okay.
Let's get to it. No time to waste.
Get down from the turbine!
go. As you move through the crawl space, you'll come across three components of the ventilation system. First is the particle gradient filter for removing toxins from the air. Second is the vent switch panel to reroute circulation from the interior to the outside. And third is the power exhaust fan, which drives the airflow. Each requires manual activation.
Particle gradient filter, vent switch, circulation panel, power exhaust fan. Got it.
Few steps ahead of you, there should be a large multifunctional dial that controls the particle gradient filter.
I'm approaching it now.
You need to program the dial to filter a particle size for the system to remove the contaminants in the air.
Okay, let's see. The particle size of oxygen is 0.0005 microns, so I'll filter for outside that range. That should do it. What's next?
Not so fast. The selection needs to be inputted into the system. There are different modes that filter based on selected attributes, with settings indexed to a time-sensitive register. To filter for particle size, you need the 10th setting, meaning the dial must be held down for exactly 10 seconds. Too short or too long, and it'll register the wrong selection.
I don't have a way of tracking time.
In the cabinet beneath you are a series of 12 buttons. These buttons are fixed second timers, measuring 1 through 12. To register the selection, sync the dial with the 10-second timer.
The 10-second timer. It's stuck. All the buttons are jammed, except for the 4 and 9-second timers. What do I do?
I don't know. Think of something.
Okay. I have a 4 and a 9-second timer. I need 10 seconds. How can I simulate this? Got it! I'll start both at the same time. 4 and 9 are relatively prime numbers. A combination between them must exist that aggregates to 10. After simultaneously beginning both timers, and now having restarted the 4-second timer at the conclusion of its first cycle, I'll know the 9-second timer is 1 second remaining once the 4-second timer runs out of time again. At that point, I'll begin holding down the system's main dial. Now! Having just restarted the 9-second timer immediately after it terminated, once this remaining timer runs out, I can release my hold and the dial will have been pressed for a total of 10 seconds.
Particle size set.
Eva, I did it!
Yes, I knew you'd find a way. Onto the vent switch panel to reroute the circulation. To your right should be a board with two levers. See it?
I do. I'm on my way.
The levers open and close air vents at the engine room and central air ducts, respectively. Each lever can be positioned to either O for open or C for closed. To open the vents and reroute the airflow to the outside, align these levers to the side marked O.
Sounds easy enough. The first lever, corresponding to the engine room, a vertical switch, currently positioned to C, I just have to shift it down to O. Done. On to lever number two. The labels are faded, and this lever moves horizontally, not vertically like the first one. Do I switch it left or right? Why aren't these levers uniform in design? How can I tell which side is the correct position? Eva, there's a problem with the second lever. The markings faded. Do I shift it left or right?
No, I don't remember. There must be a way you can figure it out.
Okay, how do I solve this one? I have an unmarked lever that opens and closes a vent to the outside. The open position? Unknown. Could be left, could be right. Chance of survival, chance of death? 50-50. If I'm wrong, I won't know until it's too late and we'll all perish in the meltdown. There has to be a way to know for certain. If only I wasn't feeling so lightheaded. Lightheaded? The matches! I can light a match, then hold it up to the air vent above me as I shift the lever to a random side. If it's in the C position, the air vent will remain closed, and the match will simply burn out. Then, with the relative positions known, I can switch the lever to the opposite side to open the vent. But if the first position I try turns out to be the O position, the vent will open to the outside, and a current of fresh air will rush through the ducts, igniting a backdraft. In this unfortunate scenario, the match will flare up into a fireball, setting me aflame and permanently scarring my body with third-degree burns. Not ideal, but either way, I'll have confirmation of the correct side to open the vent. I have to go through with this. Which side is the lucky one? Left or right? 50-50? A breath of fresh air or permanent facial disfigurement? L for logo. L for left. I'll go left. There's no logic in it. Ether and Sirius would be proud. Here goes nothing. The match is burning out. I'm okay! Eva, the vents are open. We're circulating to the outside air.
Great. We're almost done. Directly ahead of you is the air duct opening. The moment is a pull cord that activates the power exhaust fan inside the duct. Give it a tug, and you've got the ventilation system up and running.
have the cord in my hands now. Don't pull. Oh no. The cord's caught on something. I'll need to crawl inside the duct myself to free it. My oxygen tank! It's too big to fit through the duct's narrow opening. I have to go in without it.
You.
The water give Logo life.
The reactor core? The meltdown?
It's all over. We did it. Thanks to you, we're safe.
What now?
Huh. Well, I'm gonna stay here at the Institute for a little while and help the patients make a full recovery. An actual full recovery. Then I'll depart for Varagard's headquarters. I suppose the three of you will continue on with your journey?
We will. We've got our satellite dish pieces back, and we're packed and ready.
So, is this where we part ways, then?
I guess so.
So long.
Farewell.
Bye, Eva.
Wait. Take this with you.
What is it? A set of numbers?
Coordinates. Varagard's headquarters. If you're ever in search of the truth, meet me there. I'll be waiting.
IntraQuest, created by Michael Freiberg, a production of iHeartRadio and Astromedia. Executive produced by Michael Freiberg and iHeartRadio. Co-produced by Adam Raimunda and Chelsea English. Sound supervisor and mix by Dennis Dembeck. Sound design by Dan Timmons. Music by Trey Toy. Performances by Matthew Broussard, Ether, Mike Leibovitz, Sirius, Mike Kaplan, Logo, Lucy Pohl, Umbra. Featuring Carolina Ravassa, Eva, Masa Gibson, Professor Adder, Sean Donnelly, Tiny Toddy, Luke Moniz, Barrett, Dan Soder, Fritz. Additional performances by Dan Timmons. Director and head writer, Michael Freiberg. Writers, Tom Delgado and Will Julian. Story editor, Chelsea English. Dialogue editor, Adam Raimunda. Foley, post read. Full cast and crew in the description. Find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.